What are the reasons behind your goals? Is all about working hard to uplift others. And that's exactly what our unsung hero did, Betty Mae Tiger, in 1923. She was born on a Seminole reservation in Florida. And when she was 5 years old, she was forced to move off of her reservation because there were some members of the Seminole tribe there who threatened her life because they were against intermarriage. And Betty Mae had a white father. So her great uncle intervened, got them to a safe place. But education for Tiger was also a challenge. The segregated school system in Florida at the time, there were white schools, there were black schools, there were no schools for Native Americans. And so she had to go to a federal Indian boarding school in North Carolina. She became the first member of her tribe to learn to read and write English, as well as the first member to graduate from high school. Her goal was to become a nurse. And so she had to go to a Native American hospital in Oklahoma in order to get the education that she needed and secure the skills to become a nurse. And then when she got those, she returned to do nursing among the Seminoles in Florida. Now, the medicine men there had their traditional practices and were against the kinds of services that Tiger wanted to bring. So she went and got some further education in health care education and administration to go along with her nursing skills, and she provided nursing for 40 years among members of her tribe and even beyond at other reservations among Native Americans. And she so distinguished herself through her hard work uplifting others that she became the first female chief of the Seminole tribe. And she went on to do some service beyond her home state of Florida and was recognized by being appointed to a federal commission for Native American affairs. Betty Mae Tiger worked hard to uplift others, and that brings us to our moment of virtue for today. How can you and I, in the hard work that we do, be focused on what's really most important? Yes, making money is important, acclaim is important, but Betty Mae Tiger, she took care of herself and her livelihood, but she made such a tremendous difference for those in her community. She started by setting goals, and then she secured the skills, and then she served those in need. Those are the three S's: set goals, secure skills, serve those in need. Setting goals, she reflected, Tiger did, on her goals later on, and this is what she wrote. I had three goals in my life: to finish school, to take nurses training and come back and work among my people, and to write three books. And she filled all of those goals. The first of her tribe to finish school, and then she went on and took the nurses training, returned, and then she also wrote the three books as well. So she had the clear goals, but then she had to secure her skills, and the education allowed her to do that. And finally, that positioned her to serve those in need. They needed health care, they needed to be inoculated and to receive vaccinations and to really be brought into 20th century healthcare. She saved many lives in doing so. Now, I want you to think about your goals, setting them, being very clear on them, write them down, and then do what you have to do to secure those skills. You may not have to, like Betty Mae Tiger, go to North Carolina for a boarding school because of the discrimination in your home state, and then even go across the country. You may have to not have to do all that, but you're gonna have to take some steps to work hard to secure those skills. So work hard to set the goals, work hard to secure the skills, then work hard to serve those in need.